Don't say, you Pharisees, that Abraham's your father. Your father is, he said, the devil. They believed they had a right to be there. And that's why they rejected the Lord Jesus and John the Baptist, because he said, get right with God. Repent. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Get ready. Get ready for its arrival. But they turned him down and they afflicted him. He came in humility. And then they eventually afflicted him. Now a little word for his disciples as we get to towards the end. Verse 10, who among you fears the Lord, who obeys the voice of his servant? Oh, that's an interesting statement, isn't it? Look at that. Who among you fears the Lord? Oh, that is an Old Testament exhortation. To believe and trust the Lord, isn't it? But what's this? Who obeys the voice of his servant? Well, my, that's quite a claim, isn't it? Huh? Quite a claim. You have to obey the voice of the servant. Paralleling to fearing Yahweh. Fear the Lord. Who walks in darkness and has no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. That's the advice that is given. You see, the servant will not be above his master. Christian believers will not be above their master. If you follow the Lord and serve him, you will also have the difficulties that he had. And he's saying, fear him. Obey his voice. If you are in darkness, if no light seems to be around, you trust in the name of the Lord and you rely on God. There's nothing else we can do. Nothing else we can do. So here is the encouragement that comes with the consolation of his servants. Trust God, even in dark times, which I hear in this particular passage of Scripture. And finally, we have the destination of the servant's enemies. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. He's not just going to be a poor, despised servant of the Lord, but he's going to be vindicated, and the rebellious ones will feel and confront the Lord. Let's read the final words. Look, all you who kindle a fire, who encircle yourselves with sparks, walk in that light of your fire and in the sparks of your kindled. This you shall have from my hand. You shall lie down in torment. So there is the destination of the servants of the opponents of the servants of the Lord, particularly the Pharisees, and here we read of fire and torment, which eventually and is clearly revealed at the end of Isaiah 66 and the revelation of Gehenna. So much for the afflicted servant, brothers and sisters, the persecuted servant. He's going to be triumphant. God will stand with him. He gives us his testimony. This is the I, me, and my section in the servant song. It reveals his heart. And we're encouraged to be able to follow him. He's the true model of servanthood. We are to follow him and we are to trust him. The Lord bless you all. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We're pondering the servant, our Lord Jesus Christ. As you have said of old, you open their understanding that they may see the Lord Jesus and the Messiah in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms. Write these things in our hearts so that we will be encouraged to go on for the Lord Jesus Christ and to be able to walk in his footsteps as true servants of the Lord, even though discouraged, even though disappointed, even though dark times, even though you may seem far away, O Lord, do encourage us, we do pray, as you yourself also at times felt these things, but went on to do the will of your Father, and like a flint, I will do the work of God. O Lord, dismiss us in this section with your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.